What happens when your company raises $27 million, employs 220 people across 4 countries, and still fails? Most entrepreneurs bury these stories, rewriting history once they've achieved their next success. But Jodi Foxx chose radical transparency instead. Her journey with Shoes of Prey, a revolutionary platform allowing women to design custom footwear online, represents the entrepreneurial dream in its rawest form. This isn't a sanitized success story retrofitted with wisdom. It's the messy, beautiful, heartbreaking truth about building something from nothing, watching it soar, and ultimately letting it go. What makes Foxx's story essential reading is her willingness to document not just what worked, but what didn't, and more importantly, what it cost her personally to find out. Foxx's journey didn't begin with entrepreneurship. It started with a profound misalignment between who she was and what she'd chosen to become. Despite gravitating toward creative pursuits, she selected law for its stability and prestige. University became torture, sleeping until afternoon, surviving on 6 cups of coffee daily, barely passing courses. After landing at a prestigious law firm, she felt like an imposter every single day. The turning point came at dinner when a friend declared, "I had an awesome day." His genuine excitement contrasted sharply with her daily dread. She'd stopped making conscious decisions and simply followed a predetermined script. Foxx interviewed everyone she knew about their careers while creating a values-based checklist: creativity, commercial focus, fashion, and travel. This led to advertising at the Campaign Palace, where she accepted a 50% pay cut but found alignment between work and authentic self. The practical path isn't practical if it destroys you from the inside. Breakthrough business ideas rarely arrive as lightning bolts. During a 2008 beach day, Foxx, her then-husband Michael, and friend Mike Knapp discussed Seth Godin's Purple Cow concept, creating something so remarkable people can't help but share it. Foxx mentioned her recent experience with Hong Kong shoemaker Mr. Tin, who helped her design 14 pairs using swatchbooks and sketchpads. When the shoes arrived 10 weeks later, friends immediately wanted their own custom designs. Customer questions about sizes, heel heights, and styles became their market research foundation. Rather than feeling paralyzed by knowledge gaps in manufacturing, marketing, or e-commerce, they tackled each unknown methodically. They found only one competitor with poor user experience and discovered Nike's customization program had reached $100 million in revenue, validating the market potential. This phase reveals a crucial insight. Entrepreneurship often begins not with certainty, but with curiosity and systematic exploration. Foxx then confronted their defining challenge, creating a supply chain for one-of-a-kind shoes at scale, something never done before. In Hong Kong, they visited suppliers first as casual customers to assess quality, then returned in business attire to pitch their concept. When Foxx explained making custom pairs individually, suppliers looked at her like she'd lost her mind. Their operations optimized for large identical orders, not unique one-offs. Despite language barriers, they secured initial agreements without formal contracts, proving themselves as partners over time. They established a China team and spent weeks at sourcing markets filled with snakeskins, leather piles, and colorful suede. But as order volume increased, supplier relationships deteriorated. Mass production factories optimized for identical items. Their orders required multiple daily machine reconfigurations instead of one setting for weeks, making production costlier and more difficult. After their China team faced repeated emotional outbursts from frustrated suppliers, Foxx flew to China to establish their own factory, having clandestine meetings and paying a factory space bond to a man smoking in an alleyway. This phase reveals a profound truth. Sometimes you're not just creating a new product, but reimagining entire systems that actively resist your vision. They recruited beta testers from their networks, Google Sydney employees, advertising colleagues, and friends who designed shoes using their early software in exchange for cost-price footwear and honest feedback. They also sold at Bondi Beach markets, gathering customer insights. These tests exposed critical sizing challenges. Initial attempts using YouTube videos with detailed foot measuring instructions proved tedious and wildly inaccurate, only 16% consistency. After exploring complex solutions like measuring lasts and creating brand size databases, they returned to the simplest approach, just asking customers their shoe size, which delivered 80% accuracy immediately. Their first flash website featured a black background and hand-drawn shoe outlines. Unable to afford professional photography, they draped white bedsheets over kitchen chairs for DIY product shots. Despite the rudimentary imagery, they sold millions using these early photos. This testing phase reveals something counterintuitive. Perfect execution isn't necessary for initial traction. Building shoes of prey extracted an unanticipated price. Fox experienced the entrepreneurial emotional roller coaster firsthand. Work-life balance became theoretical. She'd forget to eat, sleep only 4 hours nightly, and suffered panic attacks beginning just before launch, severe nausea, fever, and dizziness that left her searching for cold surfaces. Multiple burnout episodes sidelined her for days. The situation intensified when her marriage to co-founder Michael deteriorated. After 12 months trying everything, therapy, meditation, conversations, books, they ended it in September 2012. Fox sank into deep depression, losing all capacity for joy. She managed social situations by deflecting attention to others, feeling like she was swimming in complete darkness. Stubbornly avoiding medication, she tried therapy, exercise, diet changes, and meditation. Nothing worked. Finally, she told her doctor, "I just don't really like life anymore." After assessments, her doctor recommended antidepressants. Within 6 weeks, she began feeling hope, joy, and herself again. Despite impressive metrics and industry acclaim, Shoes of Prey ultimately failed to find mass market fit. After testing physical retail stores, B2B partnerships, and specialized sizing strategies, none gained traction as their cash runway shortened. Fox felt physically ill with responsibility. 22 of their 24 Australian staff had relocated to the U.S. 3 years earlier, their visas and lives now affected. The final months were grueling, with funding coming week to week. On August 27, 2018, she let everyone go. Though terrified of public failure, Fox discovered the business community's response was supportive. She received understanding messages from people she admired, many who'd experienced similar failures. When Shoes of Prey collapsed and her identity seemed to fall away, old diaries revealed she'd actually given considerable thought to who she was beyond the business. Here's what nobody tells you about failure. It doesn't destroy you, it reveals you. Fox transitioned from being the girl with the design your own shoe company to someone who honestly says, "I don't know," when asked what's next. Your business may fail, your identity may dissolve, but if you've built your life on genuine values and authentic passion, something essential remains.